and invite the prospect. Invite. These are all on the website I can give you. Then they would show the plan, which is STP. Then they would follow up and follow through, which had to be done in 72 hours, or you might as well go to show the plan to somebody else new, because after 72 hours, you take out a little needle, and you put this vaccination in it called Don't Join Me. And after 72 hours of showing them the plan, if you haven't called them back, you just vaccinate them. Don't get in with me. I waited 72 hours. Just don't join. That's how it works. Like, my mentor at least had enough guts to, like, not fluff it with me, right? Otherwise, I wouldn't have followed up for 2 weeks. I'd be like, oh, my God, it's 71 hours. I have to go now. Like, that's how urgent we were. We didn't just learn it. We lived it. And then after you follow up and follow through and you sponsor this person, you start the training process. And the last step, 8, was you teach it. That's the turbocharged step. You teach it. The fastest growing groups, they're teaching the steps. I know them like the back of my hand. Define your dream. Make some commitments. Use the products. Make a big list. Invite the prospect to see the plan. Go show the plan. Follow up and follow through. Start the training process. Teach the training process. Go find a new person. Build their dream. Boom, 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 boom. If somebody called me and said, I'm having a bad day, I had 2 questions for them. Kurt, if someone called you and they were hung up, and you guys, I'm using Kurt because he was my upline with a mullet that made $47,000 in his first 4 months in 1996. I followed him. Then I passed him. Guess what he did? Guess what he's still doing? Guess how big his checks are? You want big checks? See, you can be right or you can be rich, but you can't be both. You can't always think, this is not all about you. It's not all about me, right? It's about all these other people. And we've got to breathe into them confidence. Not let me come do it for you. You can do it. You can do it, Sarah. You don't need me. You'll be better than me because you'll actually get to the point. Yeah. Yeah, see? How does that make you feel good? Yeah, she's owning that. Okay, after you do activity, then you're going to do that follow-up and you're going to get results, aren't you? You have to read, you guys. You have to read and read and read. One of my favorite books, I loaned it to Chance, but I was scared to loan it to Chance. And I even called him the other day and said, are you bringing me back my book? It's called Get Off Your Assets by Desi Williamson. I loved it. The event was Salt Lake City, Utah. He told me he was writing a new book. It was called Oatmeal with Desi. I don't know why all my favorite motivational speakers are black. Les Brown, Desi Williamson, Andre Vaughn. Like, there's a trend there. You guys get that? So, Desi Williamson sat down with me and I said, tell me how you got started. You know where I learned that from? How to win friends and influence people and how I raised myself from failure to success. And Desi Williamson fell in love with me because I sat down and said, tell me how you got started. See, sometimes people never ask a man that in his whole life, let alone sit there and listen. And later, 3 or 4 years later, when we started our own company, he was our keynote speaker. $40,000 for 1 hour. That's a good speaker. That's a good speaker, right? And when I read this book, I ear-nosed it, I highlighted it, and I taught my kids, you can use anything in my library. You can even keep it in your library. And every time you read one out of my library, you put a dollar in it. By the time you read all my books, you'll be a millionaire. Chance brought me back my book today. Guess what I found in there? Found a dollar. And I look back over these notes, and I was needing a breakthrough, you guys. This book said to me, what are you disgusted about? And I wrote it, all of it. What action will you take to fix that? And then I wrote all about that. And then it said, what changes do you expect to happen in your life? And that's when the breakthrough happens, guys. If you want to experience a breakthrough, answer the question seriously. What are you disgusted about? What are you going to do about it? And what changes are you expecting to make in your life? Because you're not going to get this success wheel going if discipline doesn't come in there somewhere, right? I've had a whole bunch of stuff happen to me. And I'm so happy that it all happened. So happy. So happy my dad was abusive. So happy that we went bankrupt. So thankful that I had that lung disease last January. You know what that taught me? That taught me about time and the most important things. See, if these little things don't happen to you guys, you will never learn the lesson and grow. The stuff that you're going through right now, and you want to experience this breakthrough, the stuff that you're going through right now is not to harm you, but to prosper you. It's a promise. Yeah, to give you hope in a future. I sent this to my kids 2 days ago. Everything that you're going through is because God has something bigger right around the corner. So if you're going through hell, don't stay there, okay? How many of you are ready to get out? Yes. Yeah, and I know that we're all in the greatest place, and we have so much positive energy going, and we've learned so much, and we've got these great products, and we've got this great opportunity, but none of us were put on this planet to be average. None of us were put on this planet to work 40 and 60 and 80-hour weeks, like my friend over here. None of us were put on this planet to pay child support and back taxes and attorney fees and all this negative stuff, right? We are all destined for greatness. So what is it inside of you that will make you go show this plan 2 to 5 nights a week? I'm not talking about go get on a conference call or show up at the meeting in Kansas. Like, you yourself, stop going to the meetings and go do a one-on-one where you'll actually get paid and you'll feel better because you won't be sitting at the meeting watching everybody else bring in a guest. If I don't have a guest coming to meetings and my group's not growing, I'm not going to keep on having the meeting. I'm going to go to a new town and start a new meeting, right? Because it's easier to give birth than raise the dead. Promise. Promise. There's a dead kitty in the litter. That mama can lick that kitty all she wants. It ain't going, right? She might as well go start a brand new litter, right? How many of you are licking the dead kitty? You're like, come on, I know one of these days, if I just lick this thing enough, it's going to move, right? Seriously, I know that's a terrible analogy, but that's how most people spend their whole business. And then they'll call me, oh, if we could just get so-and-so going. I just know we're going to get so-and-so going. I'm like, well, I hope not, because I don't want her to bring all her baggage to the meeting. We got a good thing going over here, right? Right. We don't need any one person, you guys. We don't need any one person. All we need is you to make a decision that you're going to break out of whatever you're going through and you're going to get better. In order for things to get better, you have to get better. And the only way that you can get better is reading books, getting into the Bible if that's your religion, listening to audios, getting on the calls, coming to events like this, right? Chance said, Mom, I opened this book and I can't believe the things that you wrote. What's most important to you in your life? I want you guys to do this values test tonight, and then I'm done. Is the next speaker in here? Yeah, okay. What's the most important things in your life? Write them down, 1 through 50. And then categorize it, 1 through 10, what's the most important things? And he said, Mom, everything that you wrote as the most important things is exactly what we ended up getting. Because whatever you're making a priority in your life, that's what you're going to get more of. Your time, where you're spending your time, is where you're going to get more of. Got that? Well, I appreciate each and every one of you. I wanted to give you guys some free books. So my first question, anybody in the room has somebody that's battling with bankruptcy? Okay, here's one for you. Who was the second person? Come up here, I'll give you one. And I'll sign it when we're done, but we got to get the next speaker up here. Anybody in the room have somebody that's lost someone to suicide? Okay, because that's what this book is about. Not really, but there's a chapter on it. You can pass that back to her. Anybody in this room have somebody that's fighting breast cancer? You come up here. I can get you more. Okay, let's see. Nephi, you run that back. Okay, well, there's the books. And I wanted to give those books away, and the reason why is because there will be a chapter in there that will stir their soul. And what if it gives them hope, right? Every single one of you has greatness inside of you, and as we leave this room, I want to leave you with a really quick poem that Dave sent me today. I can't wait to hear how Callie did in her last race, but I thank all of you for giving her so much energy. And this is the poem that hangs in our bathroom, and I want you to look this up, print it, and keep it. Okay? Look it up, print it, and keep this poem. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man is stumbling, or where the doer of deeds could have done them any better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by the dust and the sweat and the blood, who's striving valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again and again. But because there is no effort without error, and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows that in the end, the triumph of achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never, ever be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory or defeat. And that's all the people that will try to steal your dreams, but you guys, you're the ones. And I see your name in the lights. And if you go on our website, you can print out the SEMD chart. You can print out the 8 steps. It's free. Get those charts on your wall. Make your commitments. Say what you're going to do. Be accountable to it. And if you want somebody to be accountable to, you write down how many people you're going to sponsor by April 15th. You give it to me, I'll bug you every single day. You'll get rich in spite of me because I'm such a bully. But I love each and every one of you. I don't want you to be poor. I want you to be rich. And I hope you have a great rest of the weekend.
This copyrighted presentation has been brought to you by Riverwalk Media.